So
this
let's
conference will.
What I want to talk about today came out of one of the a couple things. One of the network marketing magazines had a bunch of articles on it, but as well as just you know wanting people to really understand the critical importance of how to start your new associates, because you guys were getting very active again. I had the highest amount of new associates in my downline last business period that I've had in probably two and a half years. Probably more than that, probably pre-Texas AG case, the most number of associates. So, I'm seeing it build and build and build. This month I have a whole new goal for how many new associates we're going to have. So it's fun to watch the business start growing again. And let me suggest to you all that that has a lot to do with you as the leader. You know, you step up and you start playing a different game and playing at a different level, and people will follow you. And you don't sit back and wait for other people to get going. You get going, and that'll make all the difference in the world in your business. So, but what's important for us to do, and important for me as well, because I've been victim to this in the past, and I'm not going victim again, is making sure that we start off our new associates correctly. Now, I'm not going to talk this morning about consumer associates because I really don't want to deal at that level. I think consumer associates are a whole different category. Are they important to us? Absolutely. Do I want you to sign up consumers? Absolutely. Anyone who doesn't have the business, the vision to do this as a business becomes a consumer associate for you. So, yes, I'm very in favor of consumer associates because I look at consumer associates kind of like as fallout to people that you've approached to do the business. And they are diamonds in the rough. They're valuable. Why? Because they're the ones that sustain your business. Whether you're signing people up or not, those consumer associates order every month, and that's who you want to honor them and take care of them and have a nice retention program. But today we're going to concentrate on what do I do with somebody who says they have a vision, they'd like to build a business. And how many times have we mishandled that in our past? Let me count the times. Does everybody feel that way on this call? If you could go back and do it over again, would you do it differently? A lot of you are probably saying, well, I would marry Joe, but I still don't know what that looks like. So today we're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about the critical nature of how we work with brand new business builders. And I want you to say to yourself that you're not going to get, quote unquote, off script. In other words, you're going to set up a system and you're going to follow it. The important thing to recognize is that network marketing, what is network marketing and what isn't it? Network marketing for some of you and some of us, including myself, has been kind of jump in, get involved, and run with the wind. I remember when I first started, I really didn't have a system. I grew up with an upline that was really a person that was very, very in control all the time. She wanted to control every aspect of your life, control this, control that, control this. And it was really amazing because it was tough for me because it was so, I didn't feel like I was necessarily learning the business. In fact, I think I told you guys my story about the first 6 months was a total disaster, and then I started reading John Kalin's book, and I started using that as a Bible and setting up a structure and a program. And but I didn't, you know, really for the first year or so, I really didn't have any kind of system whatsoever. And it was more the seat of the pants. I knew what I needed to do, and I taught people, you know, from the John Kalin's book, but I still didn't have a quote-unquote real structured system. And that's where we miss out. Network marketing isn't seat of the pants. It's not the way I learned, or should I say the way I didn't learn. It is a network marketing works when you build a system that is duplicatable, a simple duplicatable system that you follow, and like I said earlier, you don't get off script. Why is it important for us to have a simple duplicatable system? Number one, because if you don't put it in place for a new business builder, that's going to be the number one reason you lose your business builders. Because they're going to get lost in the morass of stuff that you dump on them, and you give them so many misdirections that they wallow in confusion. And it's as if you can meet up with them 2 years later, and it's as if they never got started. So you have a system, and you follow the system. And you don't vary from the system. No matter who the new person is that you sign up, you stick to the system. So here's a question for you. You sign up a brand new person. You get them involved and you give them a system. Okay? And right now the system I'm working with in my group, because I'm doing so much of the Hispanic Blitz, is I put together a strategic plan to become presidential with the Mexico opening. So that's my system. I'm using that system, okay? And it's structured, and there's all the sheets that go along with it, and there's more you can add to it because no system, you obviously, when you talk about leadership development, personal growth, and other things, but the system as a base core system is not to be broken. And the reason I stick to that, because it gives me an easy duplicatable process for them as well as for me. Because otherwise, if you don't have a system, number one, you're going to lose your business builders. Number two, they're going to look at you as that you are instrumental in involvement in everybody's life. So without you, nothing works. You don't want that. You never want somebody in your downline to look at you and say, you know, without you, Mary Jo, I would never have this business. Well, that's a really nice compliment, but it means I'm failing. And I don't want to fail, and I don't want to open the possibility for their failure either. So I want people to become independent, and the way they become independent is by having a good, simple, duplicatable system that they can run with their people. All right? So if somebody in my organization says, well, I'm not going to make a contact list, or they just don't work for me. You know what, people? I don't work for them. Because I know for a fact that if they don't accept the simple, duplicatable system that I structure, and they don't, you know, and if they want to go develop their own, that's up to them. I don't force people to do it my way. I just force them to do it a way. I can't support them because I know that the next person they sign up is not going to follow a system either because they're not following one. And they are just, the minute they tell me they're not going to make a list, they're buying into failure. Day one, I watch them and I go, I know what's going to happen. I already know. Without one step further, I know what's going to happen. It's like anything else in life. You got to take step one, then step two, and then step three, and then step four. You can't go from the platform up to step five, avoid step one through four, because the foundation's not built. And in this business, it's not just about your foundation. It's about the foundation you're building for every single person you bring in. So critical that you have a system, critical you have a checklist, critical you go through it, critical that you make each and every person you start do the same thing, and you reinforce with them the critical importance of them duplicating it throughout everyone in their downline. Now, looking at system, is there just one system? Of course not. In fact, Glenn had, some of you are very familiar with our presidentials, Marion and Glenn, but Glenn happens to be the head of the dean of the Network Marketing University, and he said there is no single right way to get started. In other words, everybody could have a different way. So that's another reason why Mary Jo, I have my way. I have my system now, especially with the Hispanic Blitz, and I'm working that system with everybody I get started. But you know what? If somebody I get started works for Amway and has a different way they want to do it, all I want to know is what is the way they're choosing to do it. And I will look at what they want to do. I'll talk to them about it, and I'll either bless it, not that it needs my blessing, but if I can't bless it and I can't agree with it, then it's going to be very hard for me to support that person in their downline because if I don't see it having a possibility of success, I'm, again, pouring into failure. And I'm not going to reinforce somebody that I can see the failure before they get out of the box. I'm just not going to do it. And I don't care if they sign up 100 people in their first 3 months because 9 months from then, they're going to have two people left in their downline. That's unacceptable to me as a standard of doing this business because I'm just helping other people fail instead of be successful. So, again, there's not a single right way, but you need to choose one. You adopt a system and duplicate it throughout your organization. That's your goal. That's what's going to work for you. And Rick Tanita, another great, you know, buddy of mine that I almost, you know, paid a huge fee before he got hired 4 years ago, he's the guy that started, kind of was the opening premise behind, my ICANN program, but he also, there was another program, I can't remember it, that was the one that was internet-related that he kicked off with a group in Manatech. But Rick is a great guy, and he's very much into structure. And he said, for sustainable growth, it's necessary to create a structure where each success or stage serves as a foundation for the next success. So you've got to build on it. you build level by level by level. So it's not just, you know, one big huge success. It's little bite-sized approaches, like how to eat an elephant, one bite at a time. And each bite serves on building on the next success. So that's what Rick talks about. And then you can also look at, I put a quote in there from Michael Gerber, the first step is to buy into the efficacy of an absolute need for a turnkey system. And that is huge. You have to buy into it. Are you a leader? If you're not, if you're a leader, then you need to buy into the need for a turnkey system. You cannot continue to flounder in this business. You must have a system. And it's about single operating unit. Get that little sucker right, and you can replicate it over and over and over and over again. And that's Michael Gerber. So anyway, so you got some great support there, great ideas, and I just want to reinforce to you the critical importance of it, because really, truly, it's going to be the number one reason for your business builder to fail. And they may not fail in the first 4 months, and you might get so excited about 100 signups that you just run with the wind. But let me tell you, people, it's the wind. It's going to blow in, and it's going to blow out. So you can run with that wind, but guess what? There's an end to it. And I don't believe that is the heart and passion and goal that you have in your heart and for other people. You don't want to breed failure. You want to breed success. So not only do you want to get started right, you want your new associates to be able to duplicate it. And that's a big piece of this puzzle. A lot of times when you look back and say, okay, what do I do for my business? Well, I go and do all the meetings. I do this. You fall in love with your own trainings and your own doings, and you fail to recognize that you've never built anyone else up. We need to build leaders underneath us. That's why I do so much emphasis about self-development work and leadership trainings and those kind of things, because I want people to step into the leadership that they have. I want you to be the best you can be in my organization, because I need to be independent. I need you to become independent from Mary Jo. I need them to build people who are going to become independent from them. I need the independence thing, the streak, to continue to flow through. And just like I said, I told you about my upline originally. She used to send emails out, and she used to say, "Love, Mom." And you know, this is how insightful I was. Not that I always implemented my insight, but back in the early stages, my first year working with her, I'll never forget, I go to her house, you know, from time to time. She lived in another town in Texas. And I sat down one time. I finally got the nerve up to just sit down with her and say, you know, look, can I talk to you about this Love, Mom? Because signing something Love, Mom, when you put yourself out as the mother of all the people in your downline, what are you building? You're not only building, but you're reinforcing dependency in a huge way. And it's the last thing that you want to do. Now, that didn't go over very well in that conversation. But, you know, 3 months later, she stopped signing her emails, Love, Mom. So I think she just needed time to soak it in. Just time to think it through. That you truly, it's not about patting yourself on the back, putting yourself on a mountain, building yourself up. It's about the ultimate humility. It's about making other people better, building everybody else up around you, and minimizing yourself so that people truly can be independent from you and feel that confidence of leadership. So don't fall in love with your own trainings. Don't fall in love with yourself, or should I say fall out of love with yourself in a way, so you're not the center focal point of your organization. We get that way sometimes when we manage people's auto orders, and we step up and we always, you know, we become the supreme enabler instead of empower. In fact, I give trainings and teachings on how to empower people instead of enable them. We tend to build our own system that depends on who? Ourselves. That's really ridiculous. That's counterintuitive in the worst kind of way. You want to build a system, if you don't have one, build a system that doesn't rely on you at all. So you want to really make sure that you are growing these new business builders in the right way. Randy Gage says, I believe you make or break your new team members in the first 2 weeks. In fact, the first 48 hours are absolutely critical. And everybody knows who Randy Gage is in the network marketing industry. So if that's so critical, if those first 2 weeks or the first 48 hours are critical, what are we doing in those first 2 weeks or first 48 hours? He says, the first thing you want to do is get them into action fast. So you want to build activity. You want to truly get people out there being active and busy and, you know, that's the kind of thing, like, let's get you started, let's get moving, let's get things happening right out of the box. We don't want to sit around and wait. We don't want to, you know, procrastinate. We want to be in tune with what activities we need to get done. And that's why we work off a checklist, so that we really get people immediately become active, immediately get their why done, their goal set, you know, contact list. We have certain things that we want them to be, we want done like in the first 24 to 48 hours. That's exactly what's crucial to get this business off the path for somebody. So get them into action fast. Get them on a path to experience positive results. So in other words, you want to make sure that you're part of the process early on. You're in the midst of helping them, because you're going to help them have the most positive results, right? You don't want to abandon them day one. I talk about creating independence, but day one, of course, they don't even know what the business is about. And day one, you make commitments to them on their first 5 or 10 contacts they make from their contact list. Who's going to be heavily involved with them? You are. Just like I talked to you about my new premium partner in my Hispanic business, Rudy. Remember, he came to our first meeting in Fort Worth that we had. By the way, we're having another one tonight, and we're going to start doing them every single week, kicking off tonight. Every week. Not every other week, but every week. Well, my first Hispanic partner, what did he do? He got somebody in contact, and the first thing he did was he got a hold of somebody, and he put him in contact with Mary Jo. And I worked with him, and he signed up. So now we have our first, you know, his first premium partner. So it's just a... But we know that I got involved. Why? Because I wanted him to see the process. So he understands what it's going to take from him to help his people, but he can see, he taps into getting the highest and best results because he uses his upline initially as he's learning. That's part of his learning process. So put him on a path to experience the most positive results, and then have a solid resource to support you, which is a system. In other words, make sure. Now, this is Randy Gage. Again, notice how everybody's talking and focusing on having a system. So now what I'd like to do is I'd like to share with you a couple things. I'd like to share with you two different systems, and one of them is going to be, of course, the one Manatech is using today, and we're going to walk through that one. But I wanted to share one that came out of the book, or the Network Marketing Magazine, which is the May-June edition. There was an article, Do What Works, by Finn Origin Sale, who has been extensively involved in network marketing, has his own organization now. He has a consulting group. It's really massive what he's accomplished in a short period of time. But he actually put together, you know, he has a whole article in there about what it takes. Do what works. So make sure that you're doing what works. In his article, he starts off with the idea that the very first requirement on people getting started is to have motivation. And sometimes we miss that. We get somebody started, they go to a meeting, and they get excited because they see, you know, some great products, or they hear about some income testimonials. But the idea is that that's going to be very temporary if we don't get it solidified in a way that really gets clarity for them. So you want to get people motivated. One of the reasons he says motivation is critical is because things will get done when people are motivated, things get done faster. Number two, less procrastination. We're a great nation of procrastinators, and if we're totally motivated, we'll have less procrastination. So we want to stay in that motivated realm, and we want to help motivate our new business builders in the same way. So you need to be clear, he says, to be motivated to get things done and not be a procrastinator, you need to be clear on why you're doing it. And that gets into what we talk about as the why, filling out the why form. Why is it that you want this to happen for you? What does your life look like if you're making $2,000 to $6,000 extra on a monthly basis? Or even $1,000, depending on how big you want to think. That's up to you. Or maybe you're just looking for $500 extra dollars on a monthly basis. What happens in your life if you're making $500 extra dollars on a monthly basis? He says, no procrastination will exist when you have a big enough goal or big enough why. And he says, it doesn't even have to be big, per se. In other words, it doesn't have to be grandiose. You don't have to want to own an island. You don't have to want to, you know, have a $5 million mansion. That's not what he's talking about when he says big. He says what he means by big is it just needs to be something that's important for you, something that's important to you. What would be big for you? What would be important for you? Not for somebody else, not for your husband, not for your wife, not for your kids. What's important for you? That's big, because That's the goal. That's the why. That's the motivation. So you want to start off with that motivation. Their first requirement is motivation. Why are you doing this? If people don't know why they're going to do it, they're going to be out of it so fast, your head will be spinning. Everybody understand that? That's why we put so much emphasis on whys and goal setting, because we want to clarify that. Second requirement is action. And he says there's a lot of different programs out there, get rich quick schemes, you know, online marketing, all this kind of stuff. He says, boy, you know what? They sound easy and people chase them. And that's why every single time somebody comes up with a new system in Manitech or a new thing or a new website or new whatever, and it looks great, but the problem is nothing's that easy. When you chase after easy, you're going to chase and chase and chase. This is a business about belly-to-belly contact, people, and it's just going after the easy stuff is just not the way it's going to work for you. You want to follow the ones that are successful. Follow the ones that acknowledge what this business is about and understand the underlying core principles of the business. Okay, so that's important. And he said he put together a checklist. He says, here, I have a checklist that I use with all my new associates. It's worked for me. It's worked with all my downline. It's worked with all my businesses and network marketing. And he coaches people today extensively in the business network marketing, helping them be successful. So on the back, I attached to your outline today the new associate checklist of Finn or in sale. So you can look at that, and it's kind of intriguing to me. There are some aspects of it that were especially intriguing, but I just want to run through it quickly to talk about how he approaches people. He gives people, he likes to start creating independence right off the right out of the box. So the minute he signs somebody up, he gives them a homework assignment. And the homework assignment is make a contact list, set goals, read the Getting Started booklet, and watch some online trainings. Boy, that sounds just like us, doesn't it? Right? What do we talk about? Remember our four basics? What's the basic number one? Make a contact list, right? And then what else do? We tell them to listen to the trainings on the website and the trainings, the Getting Started trainings. And what do? They kick off with saying how to set goals and setting goals. So they have a goal setting section. They have we have a Getting Started booklet. We did historically in Manitech in remaking some of that, but we're going to have a new one that's consistent with our MAP program. So you want them to read the Getting Started booklet, watch the online trainings. These are all things that are very, notice, this guy's not in Manitech. These are universal, simple concepts that everybody uses. So we just need to acknowledge that and say, wow, this is cool. It looks kind of like Manitech things. But he loves to give us a homework assignment, and I do the same thing. I put out homework assignments. I say, this is what I want you to get done. Here's, and put a deadline on it for people. Get started meeting. Try to meet them face-to-face. If not, do it over the phone. So you want to be one-on-one with people when you get them started. I love that. I'm a touchy-feely person. I really want to be in their face, literally, figuratively and literally. I want to be right there with them. I like to do this because I like to do the contact list with the person. But you want to have a get-started meeting. Get them to, you know, you want to get to know each other. Number three is the contact list. Of course, he gave that as a homework assignment. But his idea of contact list, he starts off with 30 and then expands to 100. What do? 100. He breaks it down then, distributors versus customers, because he thinks it's important for us to, in order to do our job, we identify consumers and distributors. That's what our whole life is in this network marketing business, is identifying consumers and identifying distributors. So you're not always going to know which way they're going to go, but you probably have an inkling of what the direction is, and those are the people you start with. Then his fourth step is contact and invite. Remember what our four basics are, right? Make a contact list. What's our second basic? Contact and invite. Sure is starting to sound like the MAP program to me. Contacting is what stops so many from reaching success. And he has a little system that he uses, and maybe this is something that can help you guys in terms of supporting your new people. Greet people, get them in a positive mood. Invite them to a meeting at a specific time and place. Say why you want to meet them. Answer their questions by saying you'll give them full answers when you meet, because you're inviting them to a meeting. Maybe you're going to have an upline there, but you don't want to get into all the answers over the phone. And then E is confirm the meeting. And I call that inspect what you expect. A lot of people schedule meetings. They'll have meetings just like tonight. We're having a Monday night meeting in Fort Worth. I've talked to all my people saying, you know, confirm, follow up and confirm. Call your people, confirm they're going to be there tonight, Monday night at this meeting. You want to make sure everybody gets there who says they're going to get there, right? Right. Okay. So contact and invite, and then 5 is present and acquire customers. You give a short presentation and help them sign up as customers. Customers create social proof that your products work and build your new partner's confidence. In other words, don't overemphasize with your new business builder. Don't just say, let's just, you know, find business builders. Obviously, that's what we're doing in the Hispanic Blitz. We're trying to find premium partners to work with us. But the idea is, too, we're going to find consumers, just like Rudy, my new associate. He's already got a couple buddies that I'm talking to about getting the products for their sons and their daughters and their kids and stuff like that. So he's working on all levels. It's not just about finding the partners, but he has friends that have health challenges that he wants to get started on the products as well. So we do a lot of referral business that way. So you want to get, and then he gets to learn from me what that presentation looks like, so he knows how to talk about the products fluidly with new people. The interesting thing about Finn is he said he gives you know, different gradings. In other words, you get an A for an online presentation or a three-way call. You get a double A for a group presentation and a triple A for a face-to-face short presentation. So he feels the most important, you get the most points for the face-to-face short presentations. So you have the value of the different kinds of presentations. He gets it that online presentations are not nearly as effective as group presentations and or more, even more so the one-on-one. So the number one, remember we talked about belly-to-belly business? That's what this is about. It's about really getting to know the person, meeting them face-to-face. Number 6 is follow-up, and he gives the same ratings for follow-ups. If you do an online follow-up or phone call follow-up versus a group follow-up versus a face-to-face, he says the most impactful is face-to-face. So a lot of us don't think about that. We might do a presentation with somebody and say, you know what, why don't you take some time, let me call you back on Friday. Why don't we say, you know what, Friday I'm going to be back out here this way. Why don't we meet again for lunch? Or if you met them for dinner or you met them just after a meeting, say, why don't we meet for lunch? Look at all these things and let's follow up. We'll meet for lunch on Friday. So you can break food with them or something like that. But you're going to get more effective results meeting face-to-face. Why is that true? It's human nature. Human nature is that people have a harder time saying no when they're face-to-face with you than they do over a phone or email is the easiest. It's so removed. That's why people who do internet business and email business, they go through thousands of people. They'll churn through lists to get one or two people to sign up, literally hundreds and thousands of people to get one. Connect, hold three-way calls or meetings with Upline. This I thought was fascinating. This isn't something that I necessarily have in my business plan, but I'm going to put it in. Number 7, it says connect. Hold three-way calls or meetings with Upline and local people who are growing the business. In other words, build community. Creating community is very important. That's huge. You want to create community. And that can be take them out to local meetings, getting them on three-way calls or conference calls with your group. There are certain people in Manitech that have done exceedingly well with this over the years. Marion Culhane is terrific. She has her Eagle conference calls. You know, it's just terrific that you consistently have calls that, with your group so that you have that community effect. I call my Monday training calls kind of a community effect because we're all here together, and a lot of you have been on this call for 10 years with me, but it's not just my downline because I feel my community stretches out further. So, but it's the idea of making people feel important. So you want to kind of have a, you know, maybe a leadership call you have once a week or every other week that you can get these people involved who are growing the business. Event pipeline, of course, we always tell people, invite new partners to business presentations, business planning, company events. You want to make sure they attend all of our Super Saturdays, our ManaQuest, Manifest, all those kind of things, and any business presentations in town, business planning. Number 9 is use the tools. He takes advantage of all tools that the company gives them, whether it's virtual tools, DVDs, CDs, whatever it is. Make sure that people are aware of them and they're using the tools available. And then number 10, which is huge for a lot of us, is what? Build a relationship to the point where you become your new partner's absolute best friend. Big, big, big. Important, important. So of this 10-step checklist, how many do you feel are already in your checklist that you use? Some are, some aren't. The one that was probably fell out the most for me was number 7, connect, which is the three-way calls or meetings with Upline and local people on a not just on a hit-and-miss basis, but on a regular basis to do that. which I think is cool. But great acknowledgement, great checklist. And then the last thing I did on the outline for you, too, is I also attached the current checklist, Manitech New Associate Checklist, that I'm using in the Hispanic Blitz program. And it just goes through, watch step one, getting started on training website. Set up auto order, outline support team, fill out why am I doing this document. So it just, and then step two is watch step two, raising the bar on training. Set my goals, develop my story, understand the eight core activities, adopt the weekly activity review sheet. That happens to be my adaptation of the daily dozen. So you have, you know, you just, everything follows step by step by step. I try to have people do this like, you know, some people will do this within a day. People who are really hungry will do this in a day. But if people can't commit, again, this is this process, people. If people aren't going to commit to do this, I'm in trouble. Because if they're not going to commit to doing it, what are they going to do with their new people when they bring on? They're not going to do it either. And once you stop that chain, you stop the business. It may grow for a while, but it won't grow very long. So just know that you know these are all problematic if you don't enforce them and reinforce them with all the people that you bring on board. So I go through step one, step two, step three is building your names list. There they'll start mastering the four basics, build their U.S. name list, 100+, and their Mexico names list, 33. That just happens to be what we've adopted for the Hispanic Blitz program, but you can make this whatever it is for you. And then choose the top 10 contacts to start. Work with your upline. So I implement in here the importance and critical nature of being with your upline for those first 10 contacts you make. Step four, watch step four, contact and invite. So now they know how to contact and invite. They're getting trained by other people. They're learning an independent system from Mary Jo. All the training's on the website. They can do all that. Watch upline do a presentation. Then I also have in there Kevin Robbins, how to show the plan on map.manitech.com. So they start getting a better flavor for the compensation plan. How to show the plan. They can start showing how the income flows and to start giving their own presentation. Because first of all, they watch you. You help them when they build a 10-star contacts, and then you have your upline there while you're giving your first presentation. And it's brief. Remember, these presentations are brief. Let the materials do most of the selling. You sell yourself. And then step five, review the comp plan with upline so that you can. I have a one-page form that I use for the compensation plan that's really dynamite and encompasses virtually everything they need to know. And you start them off slowly. They don't need to know a lot at first. The comp plan is one of those things you need to. You grow as you need to. You'll need to know more as you grow. So you just learn bite-sized pieces. When you're brand new, you don't need to know how to get to platinum presidential. What you need to know is here's your steps. Your first approach is get to a regional director, and this is the way to build a business. Boom, boom, boom. Okay. So they have a mechanism to get there. And the income, they can look at the income chart with the long-term goal of getting to platinum presidential. But let's start off bite-sized and show them what's important. And then set up the weekly calls that will support you, okay, so you can be on calls, and set up the office system to manage your leads. So that's kind of it on how to get started. So you've got a couple systems out there, people. It's just you've got to pick one that suits you and then run with it with the wind. I suggest that you work with your upline. When you try to get off track, if your upline doesn't have anything for you, go upline to that person. You want to find a system that you believe in, that you believe works for you. The best way to do it is to adopt the one your upline has because they're the ones that have been in the business the longest period and have been the most successful. If you have a successful upline, which all of you do at some point upline, and stick to that system. Use that system in day in, day out, and really work with it and adopt it for each and every one of your new people. Because otherwise you're going seat of the pants. You need to have a system. You need to establish it. You need to work through it. You need to train your new people. Do the step-by-step to work with them. Is everybody clear? Does this help? Now I'm going to just open it. I think we're done. I think that's all I had on my...
Mary Jo?
Yes, Fred.
On your step five, review that one-sheet compensation plan.
Uh-huh.
Could you send that out to us?
Golly, you don't have that, do you? Gah, I will definitely send that out. Okay.
That would, I think, be helpful.
One-page comp plan.
Yeah. Great. I appreciate that.
Okay, we'll get that out to you. Great.
Mary Jo, I have a question on this is what we went over today primarily with people that are receptive and want to build a business.
Correct.
But way back, we were told you don't talk to people about both the products and the business at the same time. And so many people have this negative connotation toward network marketing to start with. What would be the best way for us to get people to want to listen to the benefit? Because when I talk with people, I try to initially tell them that Manatech has set this system up to help you to be able to pay for your products because so many people say they can't afford it.
Uh-huh.
Yet they have this negative toward the network marketing. So I'm having a problem knowing how to bridge that gap. So maybe you could do a whole program for us.
You're asking a dynamite question, because what you're and I can feel it in your heart. What you're stuck on is this brick wall that people build around network marketing, right?
Yeah.
And if you know what, one of my greatest, I'm telling you, one of the greatest tools that I use today for breaking that barrier, and I've always been effective at breaking it because I have responses that I give to network marketing. When people say something about network marketing, is this network marketing, Mary Jo? Well, I don't know if I, and I go, really? I said, let me share with you what I've found because, you know, I didn't know much about network marketing when I first started. In fact, I'd never been approached by anyone in my entire life with network marketing. Can you imagine? 42 years old, never been approached. And it was through the research, finding glycobiology and then finding somebody who has had, you know, affiliation with it, that I started, I didn't even do it for network marketing. I did it to get products into my dad. So I had a totally different, you know, response. But when I felt led by the Lord to do this business, I thought, well, what is network marketing? You know, I had no idea. But what I have found with network marketing is, number one, it's the most efficient distribution model on the face of the earth. Because we in network marketing don't pay the, you know, Hollywood and CBS newscaster, we don't pay all these billions of dollars in advertising. In fact, not $1 is spent in network marketing until a product is sold. So it's not spending up front to see if you can sell more products and hoping on the come. This is a business that's run based on when we sell products, compensation is awarded. Advertising marketing money is awarded. And secondly, those dollars don't go to CBS executives' pocket and line pockets of multi-million dollar companies. They end up in pockets like yours and mine. There is no middleman in between. We get compensated for our efforts. So what is so wrong about that model? And I asked them the question. So I put the burden back on them. So it's an intriguing concept because, number, it is the most efficient economic distribution model in the world. There is no other economic distribution model where no money's paid until a product is sold. All of our marketing, all of our companies are based on marketing dollars, except network marketing. And that's what's so cool about it. And it's cool that you and I get paid, not somebody that's, you know, because there's a lot of aggression against big money, you know, multi-million dollar companies and advertising guys and CBS executives and Hollywood. I mean, you know, there's a lot of adversity out there on those kind of issues. So breed on that. That really, that touches people's hearts. So I talk about that. I also tell them a second thing. Here's this, after I tell them, of course you can say, Mary Jo, you already said two things, right? Yeah, but most of that's about the distribution and who gets paid. I also like to tell them the story about my background. I say, you know, and let me tell you the other reason I love network marketing so much is because I spent the first 20-some years of my career in corporate American law. And everything I ever did was focused on Mary Jo being the best she can be. So it was always about climbing the corporate ladder. It's about them being the best possible lawyer, stepping on people to try to get to partner as fast as possible, you know, bringing in the most clients, being the biggest rainmaker. It was always focus, focus, focus. Where was the focus? On Mary Jo. When I got involved in network marketing, it was a transformational experience for me in my career because finally, for the first time in my life, my career was totally consistent with my spiritual foundation. In other words, I never had to think about Mary Jo. I could always focus on other people. In every step of my business, I always can look at somebody else and say, how do I support you? How do I lift you up? How do I help you be better? And what a huge blessing that I can walk my Christian walk every moment of every day in every aspect of my life. And that is a beautiful thing about network marketing, because it's truly about just supporting other people in a gigantic way. Now, does that languaging help you a little bit?
Not really, because most of the ones that I have taught with, in fact, I even had one associate, and I always lay the groundwork to them as to why they're associates and not members, in that they can share with other people. And then if these other people that they taught with decide to purchase, then they are set up with Manatech that they can start getting commissions, et cetera. I even had one associate that terminated when she got her order and saw all that, the papers in there, and she read every document and every paper.
Well, I think you're, okay, so let me ask you this question, and this is kind of one-on-one, and we do have time, so I'll be more than happy to go through this. I think you're approaching people the wrong way. Can I start with that as the beginning premise?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Does that help you? Okay, so let's start with that. Because, see, when I approach people and I talk to people about Manatech, first of all, I don't use the word commission.
Mm-hmm.
A commission is a lingo word that just people just kind of, you know, they react to. It's a word that can be distracting. In fact, I have a whole laundry list of words that I say words never to use in network marketing, because they just scream kind of this pyramid scheme type languaging. Does that make sense? Yeah. So I kind of stay away from that kind of language. And I build the process of talking to people about it. I build it from, you know, if I find out early on in my conversation, obviously some people that you're working with, you find out what their needs are. And when you find out, when you do the discovery, instead of us being tellers, we want to go out and tell people all the time about what we have and how great this is and all this stuff. You know, I go out and I get to know people, and I listen and I find out. I do that discovery process. I want you to read The Natural Selling, or go back and review my book review on Michael Oliver's Natural Selling. I think it'll serve you tenfold, because when you work with people from just, how are you, what do you do for a living, are you from around here, and you get to know them, and you start asking questions and you find out about them, in that conversation, needs will be exposed. And that's when you're going to start going, wow, you know what? What does this mean to you? If your husband doesn't find a new job, what's going to be the results? I mean, what are you looking at? Oh, my gosh, I don't want to think about it. I mean, people, you get into their emotional needs, not just logical needs, which are money, mm-hmm. emotional needs. What does it mean to you personally? If you don't have that money. And then you go, you know what, I would love to share something with you because I think I have a solution that you might be interested in. So let's get together. You follow me? So it's all based on something. I don't know if they need money more than they need health, but I'm not going to tell them what they need. They're going to tell me what they need. They're going to reveal themselves to me, and then I'm going to come in as a problem solver, a potential solution for what their issues at, what they're staring at today.
Mary Jo, I've got a wonderful scenario for you, and I would see how you would respond.
Okay.
These people I'm talking about, I know very well.
Uh-huh.
This one couple, he was born in Mexico, and he is now about 60. Anyway, he and his wife both have major health problems, and they have had to give up their ministry, which was getting these some kind of radios into Mexico. So he has a missions ministry. But they are associates now, but they can't even order because they are so broke. They have no money. Health is terrible. They can't order any products, etc. I've tried my best to tell them about this new wonderful, how we're opening up in Mexico and all, and I cannot get them to see how this could benefit them in every way. What am I doing wrong?
No, I think you're trying to tell. I think what I would do with these people is I would go back to them, and I would just, because I could do this right now just by what you told me. My heart hurts for them.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't believe the Lord wants them not to have their ministry. Do you believe that?
Mm-hmm.
Do you believe the Lord wants their ministry to end?
No.
No. Okay. So this is how I would approach them. I would look at them and say, you know what? I have such heaviness on my heart. I don't believe, do you believe the Lord wants you to stop your ministry that you've had in Mexico? And they're going to look at you and say, no. And I said, so why is it stopped? And it's clear that it's health reasons. So maybe that's why I'm here in your life. So let's talk about trying to tackle some of those health issues, because health is something we really have more control over than we may want to admit.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about that in an effective way to make that happen for you.
Mm-hmm.
And then you sit down with them with a program and say, this just is laid on my heart. I feel the Lord's directing me to be a part of this process. Here's the program that I would want to incorporate for you. We start tapping into some of your people you know, sharing them these incredible results of helping people get healthy, helping people bring new wealth into their environment. You know how critical it is in Mexico. You could even bring them in that economic transformation to Mexico and what this can do for Mexico,
mm-hmm.
as a help to bring money to people that are without, so that they too can expand their ministry, whatever the Lord lays on their heart.
Mm-hmm.
Because you believe John 10:10.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord gave us a covenant of abundance.
Mm-hmm.
And that meant abundance in health. It meant abundance in ministry. It meant abundance in love. It meant abundance in many different ways.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't be abundant if you don't have two nickels.
That's
it's
right.
Very hard, isn't it?
That's exactly right.
All right. So where is their belief system around that? You just go, that's how I deal with people. I have no problem. I kind of am right there, but I come from that love of tying it into them so they can understand it as well. And just say, and just give it another shot. You know, if they close the door on you again, you know what? The door's closed.
Yeah.
But it's not about you. It's about what is their belief. Do they believe the Lord stopped their ministry intentionally?
Mm-hmm.
Or is this something that the Lord's just opening their eyes, telling them, hey, you guys got to deal with your health. I want you back in the ministry field. I want you helping the lives of these people. I want you to be doing even more than radio ministry. Let's get some help, this transformation of this society.
Right.
You saw how dirt poor these people are, and they hardly survive.
Mm-hmm.
Mary
and
Jo?
You can make a difference for them. Got it? Does that help?
It does. Thanks.
Okay, you bet. Yes.
Mary Jo? I just wanted to add in something that might be helpful to this woman also, which is, you know, when I started doing Manatech years ago, I thought I was really okay about network marketing. I felt like I personally accepted it, but I did run into a lot of objections about network marketing, like constantly. And then somewhere, I don't remember where, but I heard that if you keep getting an objection, that it's
mm-hmm.
probably your own objection. And
correct.
I thought to myself, well, no, I'm okay with network marketing, but it made me, because I heard that, I thought, okay, let's look at this. And what I realized is that when I talked to people,
yep.
I was apologetic about
yep.
network
absolutely.
Marketing.
Right.
And because I was being apologetic, they
you
were
created the response.
Negative.
Right. Yeah.
And so I shifted that. And I can tell you that I almost never get objections about network marketing.
Uh-huh. Isn't that amazing?
So, yeah. And it's the same company, it's the same process, but I hardly ever do, because it's the difference in the way I talk about it. I'm not talking about it in an apologetic way. I'm, you know, if when I start to talk about it, I'm like pointing out the positives, the benefits, and they can sense that I'm truly excited about this process.
Right.
So
perfect.
It just changes it. And
you're absolutely right. It's one of the things, and I don't know if that's where you got it, Susan, but it's one of the first things I teach in my pathway class. You know, when I talk about objections, I say the first thing I tell people is, I say, what are the two most frequent objections that you get when you go out there and you share with people? Write them down on a piece of paper. And people go, cost too much, network marketing. And I go, okay, after everybody in the class does that, I say, okay, what did you write down? How many people wrote down it cost too much? And they'll raise their hands. I said, you know what? Let me suggest to you that that's something that you have a problem with internally.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very, it's the same thing's true. It's exactly right that objections that you keep coming up against and are unable to respond to or feel so awkward around are things you're, 99% of the time, you're carrying those inside of you. You just haven't dug deep enough to see them. And what you, in order for you, you can't be out of integrity. See, what's happening, what you're talking about, Susan, is how can a person be out of integrity? If you believe that if these products cost too much, or you believe that network marketing is kind of a scammy thing, people, what are you doing in it? You'd have to be totally out of integrity to go after people to get them signed up in this. You'd have to be doing it exclusively because you want to somehow make money off of people. And I don't believe any of you have that heart. So the reality is, until you overcome those little quirks, those are just belief systems that you're carrying that somehow got made up in your life by somebody somewhere, and you're carrying them. Somebody told you that, and you just, that was your first experience around it. You had a bad experience in network marketing, so all of a sudden you believe it doesn't work. You put these things, you build that belief system. What you've got to do is go dig down in that core and say, I don't believe this anymore. And the way to do that is to read, like, you know, the new professional book, or most important today, which I didn't even get to, thanks, Susan, for responding to, is this new book, The 21st Century, The New Business of the 21st Century, by the Business of the 21st Century by Robert Kiyosaki. I mean, that book is awesome to help support you in responding to that network marketing objection. I love it when he says network marketing is about it's all this different learning, all these different learnings that you accrue through network marketing. It's the most unbelievable business. I love that book. I really just think it's terrific. So, you know, I did that book review last month. Go back and review that outline. You don't even have to read the book. You can just read the outline. It's so massive, and it's got all this great stuff in it. But you can also get the book. But that's another thing. You've got to support you. You've got to keep pouring into you and your belief system, because that's what makes or breaks you. If you're negative, you're going to attract negativity. If you think these products cost too much, you're never going to be able to sell them to somebody else unless you want to scam somebody, because you're trying to sell something you believe costs too much. I mean, come on. Get real. I have people in my downline that would buy Amber Toast if it costs $500 a canister, because it's not about what the price is. It's what the value is in that canister of Amber Toast. Get that really clear. So, yeah, it's all in, you know, the network marketing thing, too. It's whenever I hear people talk about network marketing, that's my first reaction. I think that, oh, my gosh, they've got something against it themselves. I think network marketing is awesome. I love it. I think it's one of the most equal. I mean, when you read Kiyosaki's book and you say it's the great equal opportunity. Now, my name's not Robin Hood, but I have a lot of Robin Hood in me as a human being. I believe in equal opportunity for all. And when I have a vehicle that presents that, I didn't do that as a lawyer. Because there's a good major percentage of our population that could never get into law school. That was not an equal opportunity. But you know what? Network marketing is an absolutely equal opportunity. No matter what your walk of life is, no matter what your IQ is, no matter what. We had a blind presidential for a while. Did you know that? I mean, this is amazing to me. I read Network Marketing Times, a guy who can't read who's a presidential or a that level in his network marketing company. I mean, there is no barrier. Our barriers are what's inside of us. It's that belief system. That's what our barrier is. So we've got to work on that and resolve that, and then just go out and love on the world. Okay, people, we went long. Love you all. I hope you enjoyed today's talk. Make sure you get this down pat that you got a system. I promised you a couple things. Number one, I'll send out to you my one-page comp plan review. So I'll get that in your hands as soon as I get off the call. The second thing I promise for you, as Lydia and I develop the reactivation materials, in our email out to our current downline for this article on the AO, we will send that out to you so that you can utilize that in your downlines as well. You don't have to wait for me. You can do it on your own, but I'm telling you, these are terrific opportunities and great times for us, so let's take advantage of all the greatness coming out of Manatech. And, oh, don't forget Sam Castor. Remember, we had Sam last week. How many of you guys love that call? Woo-hoo! If he doesn't get you motivated, let me tell you, that is so cool. Anyway, he's going to do, I believe it's on June 30th, it's going to be his kickoff of the Give for Real. And he's going to actually go around the country on tour with this Give for Real new program. And, oh, I forgot to tell you one more thing. Sorry. Woo-hoo. I gave you a copy. I didn't put it in the outline per se, but it was copied to the outline. The book that he talked about, How to Change the World, Social Entrepreneurs and the Power of New Ideas, I gave you a copy of that book. We've already ordered it. In fact, it should be here probably today. I will do a book review on this in the month of June. So this will be our June book review book, okay? So if you would like to get it, that's up to you. Just know that you know that, that's the book Sam talked about last week on his call, and I'm committed to doing that as the book review this month. Okay, people, love you all. Have a great week. Let's go out there and touch people, their lives everywhere all around us that we need to touch. And if one person doesn't want to hear, if they're closed, you know what? Please adopt my favorite word, N-E-X-T, next. There are endless amounts of people out there that are waiting to hear from you. Just go out there, find them, and love on them. You'll see you can make a difference. Okay, love you all.